Good morning.
Good afternoon.
No, it's morning.
Who are you mourning? I'm sorry to hear about your loss.
Well, it's a good morning, so.
Is it a good morning?
No, it's like a good morning. Like, I'm mourning, but it's a good morning.
No, oh, okay. So this you're is happy lame. They died.
This is a bad joke.
All right. Is it bad?
Yeah, man. Let's, Sorry, I was thinking about all the JoJo characters that died recently.
Oh, you know, we kind of looks like we're gonna have maybe a couple die this next coming chapter.
No,
if they don't solve the issue,
I don't believe it.
Everybody, welcome back to the Thundercross Splitcast, where we dive into
One Piece. But we talk about JoJo too sometimes, which is like what we're gonna do today.
Yep. Yeah, we decided, and every month we have a conversation if we're going to do a JoJo or One Piece recording, and we just haven't decided to do a One Piece recording yet.
Well, it's always because I always lose the coin toss. It's always JoJo. And I'm pretty sure you rigged it, but I'm not.
Well, hey, look, you're the one who wants to use my special coin every time, man.
Because it looks cool.
What can I say? Anyway,
it does a little shine when it hits the top of the air, like the top of the spin.
And yeah, that's right. It stops like slow mo, and it goes a little shiny.
Right when it hits the top point, it goes ding.
Right, and then I adjust my glasses, and it does that anime thing.
Yeah, that's when it blinds me, and then you can fucking like change the results. I know how it works.
Oh, he's figured out my stand power.
God dang.
Before we jump into chapter 15 of JoJo Lands. I do want to say, we're going to talk about the new chapter of Berserk today, too.
And we're also going to talk about that spinoff novel starring Lisa.
There they are, advertising it again.
Oh, no.
You're fine, you don't want it.
I don't want to read it. It's a light novel.
We discussed this last episode. Light novels are dumb.
Yeah.
Right? I'm sorry.
You ever met a person who, who's like really into light novels? Like, you try talking about manga, but they talk to you about light novels. It's like, how can you just read a manga?
Dude, there's less words.
I know. I mean, I read books too, so like, but I'm more of a fan of manga.
I mean, yeah, a good book is good. Like, I've been reading Dune very slowly.
I get that. I've been reading Hobbit really slow.
The Hobbit?
I haven't picked that up since a year ago. Yeah, your band should do a cover of the whole every Shire soundtrack.
Oh my gosh, our band should be called A Boy in the Hole.
A boy and a mole.
A boy and his mole in the hole. All right, do you want to get into this?
Yeah, let's get this over with. So we got Giorno on a $100 bill.
Yeah, I mean that's pretty hard. It's kind of hard styling it up, as they say.
Off for some life-threatening money-making the JoJo Lands.
Is that JoJo Lands? Yo, Hirohiko Araki signed that dollar.
That means he's in control of the money.
So do you think...
Yeah, you heard that.
Do you think he has that stand?
The Milagro Man?
The Milagro Man.
That was a good stand.
Dude, that stand should get passed to Giorno somehow. To Jodio.
It's still out there.
It is still out there.
Milagro Man.
Just, yeah, do you remember the end of that? Joshi, like, beat the shit out of this guy.
He didn't beat the shit. Well, he didn't beat the shit out of the guy. He kind of just, like, gave him back the stand, and he got suffocated by money.
That's kind of like beating the shit out of somebody.
Yeah, kind of like how Anubis is still technically underwater.
Oh, my God. A fate worse than death. Like, Kara's... And he eventually stopped thinking.
Well, it's okay because, like, in the George Joestar book, there's actually 37 of him on Mars.
Kara's on Mars, along with
funnier Valentine,
funniest Valentine.
Did you know what they do in that novel? The Kars?
No.
They all molded into each other to form a giant eyeball in space. Anyway, let's talk about.
Wasn't like Narancia like on like a little like spaceship going to space with like Jolene or something?
I don't know.
They really this person just took whatever character they wanted and just said whatever the fuck. And Araki said it was fine.
I think out of all the light novels, I think I do want to read that one the most.
Yeah, I heard it goes chapter. Like every other chapter changes perspective.
Yeah, every prime number chapter it's one story, and every even number chapter it's a different one.
Prime numbers, like
Pooch. I'm sorry, odd numbers. Sorry,
odd numbers. Yeah, it's George Joestar's story, like on the odd numbers, and then it's like this crazy wacko shit, like on the even numbers. I think.
Yeah, well, it's like what's his name? Someone named. Oh, it was like a different JoJo, but it's like an adopted JoJo. He was like a kid detective.
Whoa.
Where did that come from? Kid
detective JoJo. Alright, so the name of this chapter is Big Mouth Strikes Again.
That's the name of his Charming Man stand.
It is, yeah.
It's Big Mouth. Araki watches Big Mouth.
Oh my gosh, no.
I hope I wasn't the only one who made that joke.
Araki listens to the Smiths right now. It's like he just discovered them.
Big Mouth?
No, dude, the Smiths.
What's that?
It's, you ever hear of a guy called Morrissey?
No.
He's a singer. The Smiths is a indie rock band from, like, the 80s.
The future?
No, they're from the 80s in England, and they make, like, sad... They're, like, the first people to make, like, sad boy music. It's kind of fun.
Sad boy music?
You ever watch that...
We call that emo.
You ever watch that show Charmed?
No.
Well, they use they have a famous song. It starts off something.
Well, don't play it. They're gonna find us.
I won't play it. It'll be fine.
No, they're gonna find us and they're gonna eat our asses or something.
Yeah, it starts off with that. I'm gonna only play like 2 seconds. That's legal. All right, that's fair use.
All right, fine.
That first thing that.
Play it.
Okay.
Dude, pause it, dude.
No, it hasn't done it yet.
That screamed at me. That guitar screamed at me.
But you've heard that before, right?
No. I'm sorry.
Oh, shit.
You're more musically inclined than me.
I mean, it is in the cultural zeitgeist, but I do get that.
You said indie.
It was indie, but it also is more than... Whatever.
It became mainstream. Dude.
It became mainstream. Let's just get into this chapter.
Oh, God.
All right, so we're back at the Hawaii Land State Registry, and
oh my God, boring! The Hawaiian Land State Registry. I'm sorry. When you said that,
his eyes glazed over, rolled back. You didn't see it.
It was just the way you said it. It was all like, "Oh, this is where we're at."
I sound like an NPR person. And we're back live at the Hawaiian Land State
Registry. Or something like that. Like, ugh,
and there's a boy in a jumpsuit spewing foam.
I get that.
So, I like, just immediately, Charming Man's like, yo, you've only known this guy for like 2 days, right? We should just ditch this dude.
Charming Man gets it. I mean... I would be the same way.
Honestly,
this guy sucks.
This Charming Man, I like him more and more every chapter.
He is cool. I do like him more than Usagi.
I could see that. Usagi's still like a goof, but
I don't know. I guess I'm just not really. I'll be honest with you, Kyle. I'm not really that attached to this cast right now, dude. Hopefully, it changes later.
I feel that because usually, right in JoJo parts, you get the cast,
kinda.
Right, it's like One Piece. They're joining the crew, and you get a little backstory for it. We don't get any of that.
It's kind
of
like Part 5 when, like, well, usually in a part, we kind of like the crew kind of like builds up episode by episode. But this one's kind of like Part 5 where it's like, okay, here's all the crew. You're gonna get to know them later, and it's like, and usually it's like Part 5. I liked Mista and Abakio like straight away, but I'm still like, I'm still not sure about these.
Jury's still out, yeah. Like I said, I agree with you, because it's like we don't know a ton about them yet. right?
Yeah, but like usually, but like Mista, all he had to do was like scream about there's four slices of cake, and I'm like immediately like I'm with this guy. And then Abakio pees in a cup, and I'm like, oh, dude, I'm with this guy.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. I mean, so far, it's been very focused on Jodio and Dragona. With a little bit of the other guys. I feel like Paco kind of hasn't had a chance to shine. You know Araki a few chapters ago when he was fighting Charming Man?
Araki's fighting Charming Man?
No, no. Yeah, yeah, actually, that might be fun. But he named the chapter The Hustle, and he did one thing.
With The Hustle!
So no, that I chapter, when that. It comes out in a volume, it's probably
I'm gonna
get
its
chapter. Yeah, oh, 100% when we finally get it, like, what?
Well,
5 years, 6 years from now?
Well, let's wait until part 7 comes out. Oh.
Yeah, thank God Viz is releasing JoJo every other month now. Yeah, we're going to be done with part 6 in, like, January or February next year.
Did you count it out?
Yeah, I did.
I don't know how many volumes are out. It's only 3, right?
Well, they have up to 7 pre-ordered. Pre-orderable.
What?
Mm-hmm. And then 7 comes out in November. So December is 8, and then I guess February is 9.
Wow.
So hopefully they announce Steel Ball Run towards the end of the year, and, like, we'll get there.
Okay, calm down, Kyle. We'll get there. Kyle, slow down, all right?
Oh, God.
You guys don't see this, but he's, like, shaking his chair. Like, he really wants Steel Ball Run.
Oh, my God. I want to see those Steel Balls run so badly. I bought, like, 5 issues of the Spanish version because I was tired of waiting.
At least you have something, like a physical. It's nice.
It is nice to have a physical on the shelf.
It's nice to just look at the pictures.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know my Spanish is, like, very super rudimentary, but I can, like, pick it apart.
Yeah, it got to a point when I was watching JoJo a lot, when I was first getting into it, that, like, I didn't even need to, like, read the subtitles. I'm like, dude, I know what's going on.
I'm like, just get it!
Like, I don't know what Okuyasu's spieling on about, but it's
funny. He's like, Yaroba!
Josuke! I'm like, okay, I know what he's talking about.
They're eating at Tonio's restaurant. He's, like, shaving off a bunch of his flakes.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a good part.
All right, well, let's get back.
Yeah, let's get back to this fucking slog of a part. People, I said it.
Guys, you heard it here first.
This is a slog. All right, let's keep going.
So
Usagi. They're going to leave him, but then, like, he's all like, please ask Kutamatasei for a straw.
For a straw?
And it transformed into a straw.
I like how this thing looks like when it's poking out, like a little Pinocchio thing.
I do like its design. You know, this is a good stand. I like this stand.
This is a very OP stand.
Yeah,
right?
He needs a friend to, like, make it happen.
That's, like, it's a similar like handicap to Okuyasu, right? Because Okuyasu stands amazing.
Yeah, no, first
but
of all,
he's an idiot.
Yeah, that's his only handicap is that he's dumb.
Yeah, exactly. But like his handicap is that he needs other people. And,
yeah,
like what happens when he's alone or by
dude,
like,
that
some
sucks.
Not stand users.
And you know what's crazy is that Usagi is such an unpleasant guy to be around. That his stance
probably
useless.
Smells bad. He's always eating like pizza, hot
he's
dogs,
rude.
Ramen.
He's like all over Dragona.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Dragona was kind of creepy about him in the first couple like.
Yeah.
They're kind of cool now.
They're cool. And he, like, confesses his love for Dragona, like, immediately.
Fucking freak.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I love this panel. That's page 5. He's just like, bleh, he stabs him right inside the lung. It's not even in his throat.
Yeah.
He just
I didn't
stabs
know you could do that. Like, put it in your,
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought that would, like, leave a good, better, like, injury. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, he'll bleed out or something.
Yeah, but now he's like, I'm gonna say it. He kind of looks like he's cooming a little.
He's cooming.
Look at him. He's holding on.
And the way Dragona and Charmander's looking at it, it's fucking hilarious.
Charmander just kind of looks confused.
So
they get him in the car. It's Giorno and
Puckle comes in.
Yeah, they're finally like, oh. Something's going on over there.
Yeah, like they're just chilling in the car and watching this from a distance, going, huh. So they get Charm, not Charm, they get Pink Boy in there. Oh god, that was in there in my throat for like a while. Okay, so I need a saga to stab a piece of my throat to let that out. Okay, so they Usagi, they're in the car, and Charming Man's literally saying we should get rid of him.
He's like starts calling him a drug addict.
Yeah, I'm totally with him on this. I agree with you, Charming Man. If I didn't know Usagi, like if this was like the first chap, like the very beginning mission, and like he starts doing something like that, I'm like, dude, throw him out.
Dude, the first chapter, Jodio sold him drugs.
Yeah, but it was like the first mission is like he starts acting all. Well, you know what I mean, but. What's his face? So because the straw is in his lung, he can see what's going on in his lung.
Right.
Because it's a stand.
And now they have all those, like, lung broccolis in there. And
oh, is that like true?
Yeah, look at all the lung broccoli.
I didn't know that was a real thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's gross in there. I also like how the straw has his logo on it.
Is that what that is? It looks like a person upside down in a pool, like sticking their legs up from a pool.
Yeah,
is that his
logo. Yeah.
Does he have that other on his body or
somewhere? Yeah,
I don't ever notice that.
Dragona has.
I don't know if it's a D because it's right there on her chest.
D for
like,
Dragona.
Yeah, but I never seen that logo. But that's pretty funny though.
That's been shown a couple different times.
Probably never noticed it. So there's a little guy inside Usagi's lungs. His name is Bisha. Bisha. I like this stand cry. Bisha! Title this episode Bisha. Alright, so So we got a little guy inside of him, and they don't believe, well, Chari Man does not believe him. And they're going on this big old conversation about we should kick him out and everything.
Sorry. Yeah, and they already know that this is called a pulmonary edema.
Enema.
Not an enema. Edema. Mm. And then they do the Iraqi thing. The heart is damaged from a disease or something. It can't put blood around. Yeah. I saw it. It was a stand.
I saw it. I don't like how he looks right now.
If we don't do something, I'm going to get killed.
And then Chari Man's like, he's just drugged out.
Yeah, he's got some sort of draw. I really like the way Rocky draws this guy. I think he's quickly becoming my favorite character in this part.
Charming Man?
Yeah.
Are you saying that he's kind of charming?
I think he's also kind of a man. Yeah. So, essentially.
Yeah, how do they make him believe him?
They're like just talking about the possibility of it being an enemy stand somewhere and who the owner would be, and they're trying to figure out.
They thought it was the woman at the reception desk because she was.
Well, no, but then they're like, they didn't sense any that, you know, she was an enemy. They're like, none of those people
sense. You don't
were like
sense,
stand users.
You don't sense a stand around. If that happened, then you'd be fucking like dodging stands left and right. I feel like you can't feel a stand coming.
So I think that Jodio and Dragona only really knew about each other's stands until like recently.
Mm.
Right? So that's kind of what this is feeling like to me.
I guess that makes sense. Yeah, it's like I guess every part you need to like a JoJo getting used to their new stand.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the only exception is that is like Josuke and Giorno.
Yeah, but now we have the whole horse Josuke comic that takes place. Like,
oh, I can't wait for that to come out. We're gonna talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we're gonna get an English release. And
what was that again?
It's called Crazy Diamonds Demonic Heartbreak.
It was like December, right? It comes out.
September, I think.
So,
yeah. And it comes out in two paperback volumes.
Okay, so they're releasing both of them at the same time?
No, I think it's gonna be one after the other.
Okay, well. I'm fine with that.
But I think it's just two volumes, right? Two or three?
I don't remember. I stopped reading after like three chapters because I couldn't keep up with the websites that they're using.
It's all good. Yeah, it's going to be fun. We'll talk about it. But
it's probably better than this. Am I right, people? Well, I'll keep going.
Yeah, so then you see the lady that was at the desks coming and getting into an ambulance, spewing out the same shit.
Yeah, she has the same enema.
Yeah, except some shit's coming out her eyes.
Oh my
god. She's bleeding. And everyone's freaking out.
So I guess if he didn't stab his lung, he'd be looking just like her.
Mm-hmm. So look, it's
an automatic pursuit type stance. So Jodio knows stance.
I guess.
Because I guess he knows stance. It's an automatic pursuit type of stand.
So what I'm trying to figure out is, like, is this just like an innate, like, stand users just know about stands?
Well, maybe Jodio had some experience in stands.
I guess he probably did. I mean, he had a stand ever since he was 9 or something, and he's 15 now.
Yeah, we had a flashback when their kids having it. But, like, you know what they say, stand users attract other stand users.
Stando sky no, stando sky no. That's what they say.
That was impressive. Thank you. I wouldn't have known that. Yeah, stand user checked out. So probably, this is a possibility that Jodio probably encountered another stand user before the start of this series.
Mm-hmm.
Because it showed that he had it as a kid.
Right.
And he still technically is a kid, I guess.
Yeah. So
it attacks like a disease. Yeah, they're trying to figure it out. And he's like,
yeah, Charming Man's finally like, okay, you know what, Usagi, you helped yourself out, even though you needed us to tell you to use your stand.
I guess Charming Man's admitting, like, okay, if that bitch is having, that receptionist chick is having it, I guess it is possible that a stand is attacking you. What did he say? He said, you didn't even rely on someone else to do it for you. Oh, yeah, I guess stabbing yourself in the neck thing, that is pretty impressive, Usagi. Mm-hmm. Especially knowing where it is. I wouldn't even know where to stab myself if that happened.
Yeah. So, we finally, we see Charming Man crush up his eyeball into dust. Yeah,
activate his stand.
And it flows into the straw. He's like, I'm going to go find that stand.
I swear to God, this guy's related to Dr. Wu.
Yeah, this is a very Dr. Wu thing. So, he might, I don't know if this is
I don't mind Araki reusing similar type stands, as long as they're something different about it.
Yeah, like Doggy Style was very similar to Jolene's stand.
Yeah, but that was a little different because it's like bandages, I guess.
They're like wraps.
Yeah, wraps. Jolene can also. Yeah, well, it's still a little different. Strings to wraps. But this one's too similar to Dr.
You remember that? You remember that scene? It was like a fucking Looney Tunes cartoon where he gets all shriveled up and he's just eyeballs in a mouth.
Was that? Oh yeah, when he exploded. That's when he exploded, and like Josuke walked up to, like, after the stand fight, Josuke walked up to the pile of like bandages, and you see his eyes poke out, and Josuke's like, "Oh, you're alive." I definitely thought he died.
I can't wait to see that in the anime.
I can't wait to get that in the manga.
7 years ago from now,
we'll probably see the manga first.
We probably will, yeah.
So Charming Man's stand ability to break pieces apart like fucking like rock dust, and he put his eye in dust form, and they went into the straw and then reshaped back into an eye inside his lung. That's fucking creepy. So to just so he can get a closer look at this stand that Usagi claims there is.
Yeah, I love the way that this looks. It's very cool. This is some very fucking magic school bus type shit,
dude. Heck yeah, it's like that So that eyeball from the Super Mario 64 that you run around.
Oh.
What's that song?
That's from Mario 64. The ghost house.
Oh, I know the desert one. And
my brother's a big fan of that one.
That one? Yeah, that's a good one.
Shout out to Bradley.
Hello, Bradley.
Yo, what I love, Charming Man's like, man, it sure is dark in here. I need a light.
And then light.
It fucking, there's little light bulbs. Light.
That's pretty cool. All
right. I like that a lot.
I need a light. God damn it, I need a light. And then click.
Little
Bisha. Do you see how the little stand has like 3 foots on each leg? Go back.
No, I see.
Yeah, see how it's just 3 foot on each leg.
What the fuck is wrong? That's so weird. This thing is odd.
God, look at how much, how, look at how many feet it has.
This is the first time that we've done like a microscopic stand, like going inside body thing since part three.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a classic, well, I mean, a cliche called, I think it's called inner space, is when you people shrink down, they go inside a body, or just explore a miniatureverse, you know.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that that was a term, that's cool.
Well, I didn't, I'm not sure either, but there is a movie called Inner Space that does exactly that, so I'm assuming everything else is called Inner Space. I thought that was called
Osmosis Jones. Well, they don't shrink, they're already that size.
Yeah.
Dude, that guy...
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray ate that egg that monkey put. Yes. It was in the monkey's mouth.
I love this sidetrack conversation. Yeah, I was thinking about Osmosis Jones today. How weird.
Really?
I was thinking about that guy sucks, man. Why did he eat that egg?
Frank. Yeah, and then they made the show Ozzy and Drix.
Yeah.
They're the protectors.
Ozzy and Drix, dude.
Of City of Hector.
City of Hector. That's so gross.
I was like, what happened to Frank?
Did you remember, we ever watched the...
The first episode, he's he sneezes him out or something, right?
Yeah, I like how the movie ends with, like, Frank is like, oh, he looks like he's gonna be healthy. Like, you know, he's climbing with his daughter. And in the first episode of that show, he's this fat slob eating chicken.
Yes. Watching TV. Oh, Frank. Oh, without Ozzy and Drix, he's not gonna do too good.
I'm glad they went to a healthier body.
I'm glad that you and I both know what we're fucking talking about.
It's right? A good show. I mean, at least my little boy brain thought it was a good show.
Yeah, I remember going on WBKids.com and playing the game Finger Strip.
What
it was called Finger Strip. And I was like, you know how you get like a hangnail?
Yeah. Right,
and you just strip it down like that?
Yeah.
I think that's what it was.
Was it an Osmosis Jones game?
Yeah, it was a flash game. It was like a racing
game.
You had to catch like the virus or something.
Off the hangnail?
I don't remember.
That one?
But it was called Finger Strip. I definitely remember this.
I like this type of lost media where it's like online games that are gone now.
Oh my gosh.
Just like Cartoon Network.
Yeah. Okay, I know this is a continuing to sidebar, but I have to tell you about this. So there is this piece of lost media that's a Furby game.
Wow.
And I'm pretty sure, like, I haven't, like, brought this up to, like, lost media subreddit or anything like that.
I
thought you were
going
to
say I have it.
But I'm going to release it.
But I have it in my computer. I'm like, whoa, Kyle!
No, it was from... You remember when Burger King did the Furbies? The plastic Furby toys?
Yeah, I mean, I remember they did some kind of fast food thing.
So there is a game that you could play online, I think, for this Burger King promotion, where you babysit somebody's Furby, right? And so it's like an animal, like, pet.
Like a Tamagotchi or...
Yeah, Tamagotchi sort of thing. All right? And then it had, like, a happiness meter. So it starts in the middle, it could go up, and it could go down. So what was so fucking weird to me as a youngin, I might have been 9 or 10 or something, and I would... I was like, okay, I'm supposed to make it happy, right? So I keep, like, petting it and giving it food. And, like, oh, it's a calendar system, by the way. So days would pass, right? Every day you get 2 actions or something, and then you go to the next day. And they're like, okay, we'll be back on the 31st. And you start at the 1st, so you're watching the Furby for a month. Before the 31st, I got them all the way up to the max happiness. And I was like, yeah, I did it.
Hey, good job.
You know what happened?
What?
There's the next the next morning after it hit the top, you wake up and there's an animation of the Furby's soul, like with angel wings and a halo, floating up out of its body. And then a pop-up says, your Furby was so happy it moved on to a higher plane of existence.
Yo! I was going to be sad for a minute.
I was like...
I mean, that is pretty... That's pretty fucked up.
This Furby just died. And these people are coming home soon. No.
Not died. It got so happy, it transcended to a different plane of existence.
I remember this so distinctively.
That's so cool. I want to look this up now.
Any of our, like, 10 listeners... That's being generous. No, what's up, Blueberry Elf? How you doing?
You should definitely... Like, look this up on Lost Media. I think that's pretty... That would fuck me up as a kid.
I have looked, and I know exactly... I picture perfect what it looked like, so maybe I could draw up a mock-up of what it looked
like. Yeah, go on the Lost Media subreddit and be all like, guys, where is this Burger King Furby?
I have looked for it, and I cannot find it.
But at least put it out there so people can look for it.
You're so true. I'll see if I can do that soon.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I don't want to talk about JoJo. We're talking about Ozzy and Drix now.
Yeah. Well, maybe Ozzy and Drix can help out. Maybe get the stand.
Maybe get cameo.
Yo, Ozzy is the stand user and Drix is the stand.
He is kind of stand. Like, Drix is kind of stand looking guy.
Yeah, he is.
He was my favorite character.
I like that guy.
He's a great design. The way he floats and has a gun. If you have a gun for a hand, that's automatically a plus one cool point for me.
And then he just floats.
Yeah, and his head is a pill that floats off his body. Like, he doesn't have a neck, it just floats there.
So good. That's a good character design. Yeah. Okay, so they run into the veins.
What's his face? Charming Man's chasing this. See, look, it says 3 feet on each leg.
That's crazy.
So he's chasing this little guy through Usagi's, like, lung tunnels, and he's breaking apart into little pieces, Dr. Wu style. And he managed to grab hold of this little guy, surround him by little pebbles. But the moment he starts dragging him, his eye starts melting.
Yeah, dude, it's, like, bubbling up. Charming Man, you don't look so good.
Charming Man, you're turning into Bubbling Man.
He goes, Bishaw!
Dude, this Bishaw guy, I swear to God.
Oh, no, and he's like, I'm not going to let go. I'm not going to let that thing go.
That's pretty badass, yeah. Charming Man, hey, your face is turning into like one of my cheese fondue plates.
Just a little more and I'll have it dragged outside. And Giorno's like, stop it! Stop it!
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Dragona's like looking like she fucking drank too much. And
oh, my God.
The ambulance is leaving and... And then that's pretty much it. Yeah, but at the end...
a bunch of people are talking about how that woman, she's the daughter of the congressman, right?
Mm-hmm.
The one going after the illegal activities regarding water sources on Howler Co. So another company...
This is the same company.
Yeah, the same company they're going after.
Yeah. Well, this is the same company that owns the volcano, or the land that's on the volcano.
Yeah.
And that the boy in the hole is at.
The boy in the hole.
Yeah.
Well, I hope they get him out.
So, is what I think this is kind of shaping up to be, as I think we're finally getting like the main villain of the part here.
Dude, I hope the final act of this is literally just Jodeo in a courtroom with the Howler against Howler.
Yo. You think they actually like courtroom drama that might actually happen
but
in this
stands?
Part. Well, Araki did do...
I want evidence to get against Howler. I got you, fam. Boom.
Usagi
and then they present
lawyer.
They present the evidence. They're like, what the fuck am I looking at? Oh, shit, that's right. They don't get see stands.
Amazing.
I just wrote the ending right there.
Oh, that's so good. Araki, take notes.
That was good. Oh, yeah. You know what? That was pretty good. The second read.
Yeah. I think things are really ramping up now.
I can't wait to see who the stand user is. So half the fun of stand fights is like revealing like who the stand user looks like. Because sometimes you already know what the stand user looks like.
Right.
But this time it's like, I guess the past couple stand fights has been like a mystery. Like you don't exactly know what's going on. Kind of like the Charming Man fight. You didn't know what that was about.
Right.
You didn't know who was doing it. Well, you kind of saw him, but you didn't get a good picture of him.
Right.
Or the cat's tail, which is like, oh, it's the cats that have the stand. It's not the cats that are the stand, you know?
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah, it's looking pretty good. I'm kind of liking that it's going to be Jodeo and Co. versus...
Like big land corporations, a
corrupt politician and CEO of a company. Are you even allowed to own fucking volcano land? Is that possible?
Yeah, isn't that belongs to the state? like volcanoes?
I feel like it shouldn't belong to fucking anybody.
Yeah, volcanoes are like a force of nature. They're like gods on Earth.
Yeah, dude. Like the new gods.
Oh, don't get me started on DC stuff, buddy.
All right, so
I only read, like, a little bit of this.
Okay. Well, for the JoJo part of the podcast, we're going to say bye now. And we are going to go and check out this new chapter of Berserk, which I think...
This is going to be easier to read since there's a lot of text.
There's a lot of text in this.
This one?
This one.
They're learning. Is there a name for this group of artists that's like taking over
Studio Gaga.
Is that it?
I'm pretty sure.
Dang, I thought it was like
Koji Mori. I think he was the senior editor for Amira.
Yeah, but he's leading a team of people mm-hmm. right now.
He is.
Okay.
So these people used to just like do slight little touch ups.
Yeah, I know. Well, freaking Miura does everything else because he's such a perfectionist.
I know. But they've copied Miura's style like to a T.
Yeah, but then Miura's all like, they're like, excuse me, Miura-san, can I draw a page now? And he's like, you still haven't got Chestnut Puck down right. Like, I need Puck as a chestnut, but look, I draw him as a nice little beautiful little fairy. Like, no, he needs to be a chestnut now. Sorry. Like, every chapter now, he's Chestnut.
Yeah, they finally, he's gone. He's like, I can finally draw him the way I want. He is.
Like, okay, I got it. Because that's like the one thing that bugged me about Miura's artwork in the later chapters was that Puck was constantly Chestnut Puck.
Well, Puck's job is comedic relief.
Yeah, but he's
just like, there's so much shit just thrust upon him. All the comedic relief went to him and Magnifico!
That's great, Magnifico. That's a great comic relief character.
Magnifico. He's we'll get into it this chapter.
Oh, he's in this chapter, right? Yeah. He better be.
Okay, so we start off here. Last thing we saw is
Guts is getting like cummed on by some energy.
Well, this is the Guts in the ethereal world.
Ethereal world.
What? No, ever?
Ethereal energy and ethereal energy are two different types of energies,
Kyle. And don't let me get started on this woman named Ethel.
Ethel energy.
Ethel energy.
All right, let's see this. Okay, so...
Yeah, last thing we saw was Guts sad and he dropped his sword and...
Do you remember those bunch of, like, Kushan people dragging that sword?
It was, like, 10 motherfuckers, and, like, they got it on a blanket or
Meanwhile,
something.
Meanwhile, Guts is, like, swinging around one-handed.
Amazing. Yeah, so he's kind of around, and he says, Shrike.
Hey, we gotta apologize, you fans out there.
We're not saying Shrek.
Yeah, I still have not learned how to say her name right, so...
I think it's Shrike.
Shrike? Yeah. Okay, we'll do that. I'm calling her Shriek.
Shriek! So, yeah, they touch hands in the ethereal world. It looks like she's trying to pull him out of there, but... He,
God, I can't believe
I was in a dream.
I can't believe Shurike, like, took Guts out of his high.
That wasn't a high. It looked like
a
scary thing.
I mean, that was me on mushrooms, and then that's me coming back to reality. Like, what the fuck?
You with no forearm, and you're like, just like, yeah, so Guts is in a Kushan prison. They're like at the Kushan capital.
Wow, we're at the Kushan now.
Yeah.
Dude, we've been talking about this place for like years now. We're here.
Dude, if Miura was still alive, we would have had that whole boat ride back.
God damn it. I think back on that boat ride and how awful it was.
I heard Hunter Hunter's on a boat right now too.
Yeah. The fuck? Why is every manga when they get on a boat, they gotta like halt the story by a fucking...
Is Vagabond on a boat?
Oh my god, they were. I mean, actually, it was more like a time skip that time, but it did.
But they skipped time on a boat.
Yeah, I guess they did. I don't know. I haven't kept up with Vinland Saga as in, like, was reading it as it was going
Vagabond.
On. Oh, fuck. Damn it. I get that mixed up. I keep wanting to... Wait, did you say Vagabond?
Yeah, Vagabond.
Oh, fuck. They both start with V, so I get Vinland Saga and Vagabond mixed up. Oh, it's okay. So, like, when you say V, and I'm like... I don't know.
It's okay. I've only read Vinland Saga up to like volume 13 that we have out here.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, when are you going to release the next one? There's like,
hey, they
20, 30 chapters.
Are you serious?
That are, yeah. I haven't read it online. I started to. I think I read like 4 chapters and some crazy stuff was happening. Like,
yeah, I know the last thing happened was that the natives found weapons, right?
Yeah. Because Vinland Saga spoilers, by the way, but we're talking about a Berserk. We expect you to read Vinland Saga.
Duh.
Yeah. Anyway, the guy who was like, Thorfinn's weak.
Thorfinn's weak, besides, even though he has all these scars and looks scary.
I'm like, I don't get it. Okay, anyway, so we have our boy Rickert is like, hey, what you got Guts locked up for? And... what's this guy's name?
Sabat?
Yeah, the cool Kushan guy.
Well, we know him well and how dangerous he is, so leaving him to his own devices is out of the question. It's not just for our safety, but his own. I don't know why.
Why are you making him talk like this?
Because we're informed into that. It is not just for our safety, but his own. Do you understand? Yes.
You understand, Mr. Rikud?
Yo, Rikud!
I love this old dude.
This old dude,
Young Master Sylat. That's
his Sylat. What I call him, Sabat?
Yeah, Sabat, like fucking Street Fighter. Yeah, so Sylat. He's like, come with me. And so Shirke is passed out. She's obviously in the ethereal.
look at the old Kushan magician hanging out with the witches. That's fucking cool. I forgot they came with them.
Yeah, they did. They were like, well, we don't have an island anymore.
That's sad. I'm still sad that Mira is not part of the crew.
Who?
Oh, the mermaid girl.
Oh, she disappeared.
Yeah,
she'll be back.
How did Puck stay in this realm but not Mira?
I think he decided to stay instead of phasing out.
Can you do that? Can you decide to stay or something?
I don't know.
All right. So what's this guy's Richard name, right? The captain.
Oh, this is Roderick.
Roderick.
Yeah.
Pardon me, but we are being led to the palace.
Yeah. Peace. Oh. We were a bit rough on you before, but I have something to discuss.
Peace. Peace.
Yeah.
What are they?
Fairy Island dissolved into the sea.
That's sad. Look at how sad those magicians
Dude,
are.
Dude, I'm glad those big guys with the frowning
faces. Yeah, I know there's a name for them, but
it's like the Smothers Brothers or something
like that. The Smothers Brothers! That's their name. That's their name now. Look at those Smother Brothers. That's Sylat's bodyguards that are like these big beefy guys.
Yeah.
God, dude. I remember they did something cool before. Like, they tried to fight somebody. Like, I think it was like back at the Griffith Nation. It was pretty cool.
Oh yeah. I don't remember that.
Yeah, fuck this. So keep going.
It's been a while. Yeah. So
this is the girl that can rein in the beast. As Ganeshka's general, I face but one man equal to me in battle.
I think he's talking about Guts.
Yeah, because he remember him? He had all these like freaky deaky creatures.
Yeah, and he was.
I thought that guy was gonna die back.
Dude, he didn't, and he just like.
I continued
to pretend to just be a dumb old man afterwards.
I expected Guts to, like, jump off a crocodile head and slice that old guy in half. Because he was on, like, a magic carpet or something, right? Or he was flying on something.
He was flying on Nosferatu Zod.
Oh, no, he was, like, a winged, like, dragon or something like that. I remember him just floating in the air with riding something.
Maybe they were doing some anime bullshit.
I gotta reread Berserk. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Or at least, like... Not that golden age crap. Not
oh my gosh!
Again.
I'll start at the fucking. I'll read the first, like, five chapters and then skip to the.
You know, what's a good one to start off on the troll arc. That's a good one where like Guts's first quest with his party.
Oh yeah, I like that. That's a good party.
Yeah.
Anyway, Rickard's like. Guts and old man fought each other.
Guts and old man. And look at.
Oh my god.
Look at all these.
It's hot girl.
Dude, heck yeah. That's a hot witch girl on a broom.
Yeah, she's going to be joining them.
I hope she joins the crew. Okay, what's Roderick's yelling about? Yeah. I'm grateful that you're taking us weary travelers in and guarantee our safety, but what do you mean by giving... But what do you mean by giving us over to him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, they are technically refugees because... Your ship drifted into Kushan waters, meaning your travels have come to an end. You're now refugees. Custom dictates that you will serve in our military.
That sucks.
So all the refugees have to serve in the military.
Well,
isn't
that
kind of like you're trying to escape wars, refugees, and then now you have to go fight it?
Damn.
But I guess it's what I mean. It's better than being enslaved, I guess.
For over many moons, does the twisting of the sea. I'm not reading all that. Keep going.
Yeah,
I'll read again later.
Yeah. So now it's Puck and Isidro and. They're just talking about stuff and whatever. What do you think? And Rickard's like talking
to Puck.
To Puck.
Yeah, he knew Puck. But go back. What was he saying?
I knew it was you, Puck. I'm glad.
Why isn't Puck talking to him? Puck, you know him. You know Rickard.
Look at that face. Like,
This is really good art, actually.
This is very good art. Yeah, I love that we have real Puck here.
Yeah, dude, real Puck talking to Puck.
Oh, man. So he's like, well, yeah, where's Casca? Actually, no, never mind. It must have been Griffith.
Yeah, Griffith.
Dude, I think every time they draw Griffith, he's like more perfect and beautiful.
Yeah, same as Rickard. I notice that he gets more feminine the more each time he shows up.
Mm-hmm.
God, I hate that little freaking. I'm about to say
Sonya.
I'm about to say the C word. That's how mad I was looking at her.
Harlot.
Okay, thank you. I was about to say a really bad word because I hate her that much.
Oh my gosh. Sonya, yeah, she's. Somebody's got to take the path for simping for Griffith, I guess.
Oh, well, that's Princess Charlotte, dude. She's trying to get between him and Charlotte. And like,
I guess.
I mean, I know Griffith isn't a good person, but, you know, Princess Charlotte deserves some happiness. And sure. At least Griffith, like, gives her that happiness, I guess.
That is a really roundabout way of it, but yeah.
But I don't know. I feel bad for her.
Yeah, you know? Sure.
And it sucks that, like, the one man that, like, is, like, giving her attention is, like, getting... Like, she's getting cock-blocked by the Sonya girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Her situation just isn't good. You remember when she was at the round table? Like, I think it was, like, maybe 10 chapters, 15 chapters ago, where they're talking about, like, how to run Falconia. And she's like, we need to have taxes go to the education and the poor.
Yeah.
And then everyone was like, shut up, woman.
Shut up, woman.
We don't do that communist shit here.
Even though you're the princess, we're not going to listen to you. Even though you're a ruler. But then, like, Griffith's like, I like that idea.
Yeah, that's a wonderful idea for the people.
And then everyone's like, oh, good idea, yeah.
Yeah, good idea, Griffith-san.
So dumb. I hate that poor woman.
But anyway, we pretty much, we find out that the Kushan are going to go to war.
They want to attack this.
They're going to attack Griffith and Falconia,
which is going to be kind of hard because you've seen those.
Listen, man, apostles. They got guts. They got an army of wizards.
They got all those apostles on there, dude. They got like the big dragon guy. What's his name? Gunbird or something like
Gunbread?
That.
Yeah,
Gunbread. Yeah, Gunbread, dude. Gunbread.
Yo, fuck that guy's book, by the way. That shit.
Did you read it?
I read a little bit of it, and I was like. This is ass.
Really? Why?
Because it's just edgelord shit. It's just like...
It's a light novel, right?
Yeah.
So it's not worth it.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck light novels.
I mean, if you like light novels, it's fine, but...
That's the opinion here on the Thundercross Splitcast podcast.
Yeah, next episode we'll go on our big old hate tangent. But yeah, you know, this was pretty good. We're finally moving things forward.
I know. Like I said, like, if Mira was still alive, he would have kept that boat arc.
We would have. Well, the downside about that is that we'll like another like 30 chapters on a boat. But the upside of that, we'll get to see Bonebeard again. What if he had plans to have Bonebeard come back?
Yo, Bonebeard is
the one thing that was saving me during that boat arc was the fact that Bonebeard kept popping up and like, yeah, I'm here again. I'm like, this fucking guy.
That's so funny because I read all of it after Miura died, like right afterwards. I think.
Really? Well, I think was that when you got started on it?
I think I heard about it and I was like, oh man, that's rough. And then you gave me a pile of Berserk and then you gave me a pile of Vagabond. Ooh. And you were like, try these out. And I picked up Berserk first and I just was like, oh yeah, I'm not reading Vagabond right now. I'm going to give me more Berserk.
Like, yeah.
But anyway, yeah, that's a good chapter, Berserk. I'm looking forward to the...
Bazoik.
Dude. He looks like Fred Flintstone right here.
It's because of the nose. It's the nose.
When Miura does these, like, color pages for the volumes and stuff, Guts always looks... Like fucking Fred Flintstone, man.
I like it. It's just like he has a bigger nose than normal.
Yeah, and it's like it's a different style.
Yeah, I like it. You know what? This like, seeing this team recreate Miura's art makes me really appreciate Miura's art even more.
Yeah, man.
You know,
that's true.
I remembered like it's making me appreciate it more. Like they're doing a good job,
mm-hmm.
Capturing the feeling. Also, no more fucking Chestnut Puck.
Whew.
Hated that shit.
Sorry, Miura. Chestnut Puck had to go.
Don't ever show him again unless it's like really funny.
You gotta save him for the right time.
Yeah.
You know? All right, man. Well, I think that was a solid solid analysis. Is there anything else you want to touch upon before we call it a day?
Dude. No.
Okay.
I was going to say, I think I had something witty to say, but then I forgot it.
Yeah. So anyway, this podcast might have sounded a little boo-boo is because we're just using my computer microphone to...
Don't spoil it.
What do you mean spoil it? It's at the end.
You're ruining the illusion. No, I'm just kidding. They probably notice it.
Yeah, but I'm going to try and doctor up the audio, make it sound listenable at the very least. But yeah... if you guys like One Piece, there's another One Piece podcast that me and my friend Ben do, and I do want to get Eric on an episode or two.
Yeah, I like One Piece. I'm going to out One Piece both of y'all. Oh my gosh. That's my
favorite. I was thinking about doing, like, a trivia contest and get points and make it a game.
You better be lore. Because remember when we went to Barnes & Noble?
Like, and they were like, what was...
Yeah.
Like,
let's talk about... I'm sorry. I know we were like at the end, but I want to talk... I don't think we talked about this yet.
Okay, yeah, sure.
So let's... Real quick. It was One Piece Month, and Barnes & Noble is doing like these special events where you go over and like... They have like a little group of people.
It's like activities.
Activities. Mostly for kids. So we were there, and like the first one was like a scavenger hunt around the bookstore.
Yeah. You
know, that's like kids stuff. Let the kids have their fun. But then sure. They had a trivia night. They had a trivia moment. And I was like all for this. Like, hell yeah, let's do some trivia. But then she starts saying questions like, which voice actor did this? And like, which episode? I was like, oh. Or like, what? It was something like that. It was like, what in the year 2020, what was that? What achievement did One Piece hit? And I was like,
yeah.
Dude, give me lore questions. And then when they did get to lore questions, it fucked me up. Because I was like, what is the name of Nami's weapon? I was like, oh, fuck. I should know that. Yeah. But it's like, I don't care much about Nami's
fight. The Climatech.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't know either.
No, didn't you get that right? I thought you got that right. No, it was some kid who got it right.
It was some kid, yeah.
But then his mom, like halfway, he was getting the answers that we weren't getting right. But then, like, his mom was like, all right, it's time to go. And, like, you know, let him leave during the middle of the trivia. And then you freaking won that. Like, he answered more questions right than
I'm pretty sure I stole that win from that kid.
Yeah.
That kid could have walked home with a one or two options of the grand prize. One is a copy of the manga version of Ace's story.
Ooh.
I was like, whatever. I don't care about Ace that much.
Yeah.
Or what? The other one. Was the big old Luffy
standy? Yeah,
yeah. That was like, give me the standy. That's so funny. It's at. I have it propped up in front of my desk at work.
Is that your work?
Yeah.
That's freaking funny. That means the kids walk in and like, excuse me, Mr. Kyle, can you fix my... What is that?
Yeah, you know what's funny is that I'm like right next to the art hallway. I work in a school doing tech stuff, and. There are, like, three drawings of One Piece characters on the wall. There's two choppers. One of them's Chopper Man with the cape. And the other is Gear 5 Luffy as a wanted poster. And I'm like, yo, these are, like, fourth and fifth graders doing this.
Ah, oh, sweet. So
yeah.
Did they ever notice the – did anybody ever call out your One Piece stand?
Yes, kids do. That's... And a couple of the teachers, I'm like, yeah.
Oh, dude, that One Piece show.
Yeah.
I mean, the Netflix show.
And then I got this Nico Robin tattoo on my left arm, and people are like, oh, you're Nico Robin.
Oh, dude, I remember. I used to jack off to her in middle school. And like, oh, thanks.
I'm like, if I ever go to jail, people are going to, like, take my arm to, like, jack off with.
And guess what? If, you know, in the, like, if it, I hope it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But if your arm ever gets amputated. The doctors will cut it off and hand that tattoo to you because it's legal.
Really?
Yeah,
I hope so.
They're legally supposed to cut off a tattoo and like give it to you.
I would like put it in a jar.
Yeah. Oh no.
And frame it.
Oh, put it in a jar and then frame it. What? How do you frame
Maybe
a jar?
Maybe I'll put it in like a.
Maybe I'll take it out of the jar.
Maybe let's like that one episode of Doctor Who with the stretched out skin.
Oh god,
the moisturize me.
That would be my job in the future.
moisturize my tattoo.
All right, I guess that was fun. I just wanted to tell that one funny story, One Piece. I thought we were maybe in case we didn't tell it. I forgot
what the wood that Frankie made the ship out of. Adam wood.
That's right. What did I say? I said world tree. I'm an idiot. Yeah. I'm literally a fucking idiot. That's from Hunter x Hunter, I think.
Oh,
world tree.
Oh, no, it's also from Elden Ring.
Really?
And,
yeah.
And Magic the Gathering.
You haven't gotten that part in Hunter x Hunter yet.
No, I'm still on the Heaven
Heaven's Arena?
Heaven's Arena.
Oh, we can talk about that next time. Talk about your Hunter x Hunter
journey. Ahsoka's a creep, but I like him.
Yeah, that's right. He is a creep, but you like him.
Yeah, dude, they showed him showering. I was like, oh. And then they showed him with the fucking...
The tattoo.
And I was like, oh. And then he was like, he took it off, and I was like, oh. What was that shit he called? Something surprise?
Bungee? Wait, texture surprise.
Texture surprise. Bungee gum.
God, I love that shit. When he says bungee gum...
Bungee gum
has the properties of both rubber and gum.
we'll have a talk about Hunter x Hunter as well, because I'm getting into that for the first time. But anyway, guys, it's been long enough, so let's say goodnight.
Yeah, go home. I'm getting tired of you guys being in my house.
We are at Eric's house.
I'm talking to the viewers. Oh. Get out of my house.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking to me.
Yeah, you can stay.
Oh, thanks, man. We got some Dead Rising 2 to play.
Oh, yeah, so if you're going to need us, guys, you're going to find us on Dead Rising 2 off the record.
Off the record.
Yeah, off the record.
Not on the record.
It's off the record.
Oh, my gosh. He's covered wars, you know.
And he's going to cover more wars.
Amazing.
All right, good night.
Bye.
I'm going to the sweet water!